In the first reading, Moses says to the people that he places before them life and death, a blessing and a curse. He tells them, of course, to choose life, which means to be obedient to the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But Jesus tells us in the gospel exactly what choosing life means. It means choosing death, death to oneself. It's one of those ironies in the spiritual life that in order to have life, we must choose death. So as we begin this season of Lent, that's precisely what God places before us, the mortification of the senses through our penances, through dying to selfishness and therefore sinfulness, so that we can live for God. That's what is being placed before us. So, we can choose to give in to our senses and not practice any penance or mortification, thereby choosing this life and therefore spiritual death. Or we can choose to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, which not only is to take up the cross upon our shoulders, but to carry it all the way to Calvary. That is, to be crucified on the cross so that we can die to self. That's the choice we have to make. Life or death, the blessing or the curse. So choose life so that you may have a long life, eternal life with Jesus Christ, by enduring the cross and thereby sharing in its glory.